Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media conciliar. Today's guest is Adam Long from Home Team Inspection Services. Today's episode is brought to you by Franchise Payments Network, Citrin Cooperman, and Scorpion. It seems like digital marketing channels pop up every day with social media, Google search, video, apps, email, mobile, and more. Your franchisees are spending more time and money juggling more vendors than ever before, all while trying to make sense of an endless stream of data that's dumped into spreadsheets. Scorpion is a digital marketing company that helps franchise brands and their franchisees get out of the weeds of digital marketing. With a combination of technology and expertise, Scorpion connects all of the marketing dots to provide clear, personalized plans that are measured against the one thing that your franchisees care most about: revenue growth. Finally, a cohesive brand-approved strategy for all of your franchisees that eliminates the time-consuming, expensive, and confusing task of managing an ever-expanding list of disconnected marketing platforms and vendors. I think we can all appreciate fewer invoices and meetings and better results. To learn more, visit scorpion.co/geek. That's scorpion.co/geek. Adam Long is the president of Home Team Inspection Services, and today we're going to talk a little bit about where the housing market is right now. Adam, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Very glad to be here.
Before we get into today's topic, give us a little bit of your background. What's your story?
Of course. So I've been with Home Team for nearly 17 years. So my background was actually in computer science. That's my undergraduate degree. And I was hired by Home Team back in 2004 to manage their technology. Back then, as you can imagine, home inspection technology was a lot different. Franchise owners were using paper notes to collect information about home inspections in the field. And I was brought into the company to basically take that paper process and use technology. So basically what we did is we created a platform using pocket PCs and Palm Pilots way back in the day, and gave our franchisees the ability to collect that information, collaborate with each other through the team concept, and create a final report in a much quicker way. And so kind of fast forwarding through my time as Home Team, the early 2000s were also a time when the marketing was changing quite a bit with digital media and with social media, et cetera. And so I began managing the marketing department along with the technology side, and was promoted to vice president. And over the years, gained a lot of knowledge of franchising through the IFA, through the Certified Franchise Executive Program. Finished my MBA and was promoted to president about 5 years ago. So it's been a whirlwind, but I very much enjoy what I do. I love franchising and I love Home Team, and I look forward to going to work every day.
So from IT all the way to president, that's not a very common story, especially in franchising. I assume the marketing and getting into more of the business end of things across the past 17 years really got you more and more interested in franchising and taking a leadership role. Is that right?
Exactly. Once I really understood what franchising was all about, I spent a lot of time mentoring with other individuals within the franchise industry through the IFA and through other partnerships, and really realized that I enjoyed the business side of the industry much more than the IT side. And so I had minored in business in my undergraduate, and then, like I said, finished up some additional education. But really, just a combination of learning from others and having a path of movement in the company that I was associated with really gave me the opportunities that I have. And although I still have a great knowledge of technology, I count it blessed every day that the franchisees no longer call me with their tech support.
Oh, you can't get away from being a geek that that quickly. So
it took a long time. I'm not saying I don't get an occasional question off the cuff, but I just definitely don't get any direct IT support questions anymore.
Yeah. It's got to be cool though for your IT people and maybe even more so for the marketing people on your team that, you know, hey, our president, he's actually a marketing guy or he's actually a tech guy. He actually reads what I send him.
I think it's a double-edged sword. It is beneficial from the standpoint of I understand what's going on, but it might be a little disadvantageous to them as I ask a lot of questions. Home Team has always been in the forefront of technology since as long as I've been here. And so really having that understanding of technology at that level, coupled with some just tremendous staff members that I have that also have a tremendous understanding of technology, has really given Home Team an edge among competitors and other franchises as we've grown over the last 15 years.
So tell me a little bit more about the brand itself.
So Home Team is a home inspection franchise. And so home inspections are normally done during a real estate transaction. What really makes Home Team stand out from other home inspection companies is that Home Team utilizes a team of inspectors. So in every inspection that Home Team performs, there's at least two home inspectors rather than your average home inspection that would just have one inspector. And so that team can complete the home inspection in about half the time of a single inspector. Oh, and that saves time for everybody involved, the seller, yeah, the buyer, the real estate agent, et cetera. Plus, it allows us to book inspections more efficiently because we can do more inspections per day. And so our wait time for inspections is usually just 48 hours versus 5 to 7 days for your average home inspector.
Are your franchisees typically home inspectors themselves, or are they running the business and they've got expert techs out in the field?
So that's a great question. Our franchises start off involved in the business on the inspection side as either the master inspector or support inspector. But our goal for all of our franchises is to move into an ownership role and manage multiple teams of home inspectors. That's really another component that separates Home Team from a lot of other home inspection franchisors. We're not looking for owner-operators. We are actually looking for businessmen that are looking to own a home inspection business. Because of the industry that we're in, we make sure that we train all owners on the home inspection process and make sure they understand how to perform home inspections, get licensed, et cetera. But their end goal is definitely managing teams of inspectors.
Let's talk a little bit about that industry itself. Tell me what's going on in real estate. How's the housing market looking nationwide? It looks to me, as someone who's not an expert on housing whatsoever, it looks to me like it's just on fire.
That is a good description. It is what we would call an extreme seller's market, which basically means that there is a limited inventory. And then you couple that with very low interest rates, it causes increased home prices and it causes offers well over asking. And so basically you have a lot more people trying to buy homes than the number of people trying to sell homes. And that creates what most people would look at as a very hot real estate market. In reality, it's better for everybody if the inventory is higher so that it balances out that need of homes versus the actual number of homes that's on the market. But it's very common for the industry as a whole from a real estate perspective for it to go back and forth between seller's markets and buyer's markets. And right now it is in that seller's market.
And has it been this way just since the pandemic started, or were we already going that direction before the lockdown?
So it was a very strong market going into the lockdown, meaning that the market was very healthy. The interest rates were low and there were a lot of people looking to buy homes, but there were a lot more people looking to sell homes. And so what happened with COVID is that a combination of people not wanting to put their houses on the market because they didn't want people coming through, and the uncertainty of the overall market, it caused this seller's market. And then it's gotten worsened because house prices have gone up considerably. And so as house prices go up, it's great for the seller when they want to sell a house, but if they also need to buy a house, then they have to find a house, which is also going to be higher. So the majority of people that you look that are selling their houses very rapidly are ones that are maybe downsizing to a less expensive house or moving from one part of the other country to the other. But it's caused concerns because sellers don't want to sell their homes because they know it's going to be very difficult for them to buy a new home. And so it's still a great market. There's a lot of real estate activity out there. There's a lot of home inspections out there. But at some point, it's going to start to even off and become less of a seller's market as the inventory increases.
And that was my next question. Are you doing far more home inspections than you were, you know, let's say 2 or 3 years ago, or has it leveled off yet? Or, you know, kind of where are you guys at growth wise?
So Home Team is not only in a growth phase as far as bringing on new franchises, but also the franchises that we brought on, especially over the last 5 to 7 years, are growing quite a bit. So Home Team as a whole is in a very growth focused mode. Home Team ended 2020, even with COVID, up 20% over 2019. And we are currently up 40% over 2020. So we're doing a lot more inspections. That being said, we are focusing on different types of inspections as well, especially pre-listing inspections, making sure that sellers going into a market to put their home on the market know what to expect when it finally does get to the home inspection process. So although we are doing a lot of residential inspections, as we would consider as more the normal real estate transaction inspections, we're also doing those pre-listing inspections as well, which is increasing those overall numbers of inspections.
Got it. And I'm assuming that the hottest parts of the country would be Texas, Florida, the rest of the Southeast, where it seems like, you know, 90% of this country is moving to right now. Is that true? Or are you still pretty busy, you know, up here in the North and in, you know, places like California or the Northeast?
So we are busy in almost all parts of the country, but you are correct. Where people are moving is a busier place. So Texas and Florida are great examples, but surprising locations like Idaho are extremely hot right now.
Oh, wow.
Basically, yeah. What people are doing, especially with the post-COVID reality, is a lot of people are looking to do two different things. One, people are upgrading their homes for larger homes. And the reason for that is they've spent a lot of time at their home and realized they need home offices, they need more room for their kids, et cetera. And in order to get those bigger homes with more square footage, they're looking to live further away from the metropolitan areas in many cases.
And coupled they don't with, have to live in California exactly, or New York City, or, you know,
because they're working from home. And sure. So you're seeing a lot of these markets where home prices were less and you could get a lot more home square footage wise for your cost, really selling very quickly. And so the good thing is that the real estate industry is cyclical. There's always people looking to move for whatever reason. They're getting older and they want to downsize. They have kids. They need a bigger home. You know, different changes in jobs, etc. But in the really hot markets, that's exactly right. People are looking to move there because they no longer need to live in some of these metropolitan areas.
Back in a moment after this word from Citrin Cooperman. Citrin Cooperman is proud to be home of one of the leading franchise accounting, financial statement audit, tax preparation, and business consulting practices in the country. With over 40 years of franchise experience, Citrin Cooperman provides a full range of accounting and franchise consulting services to a vast number of franchise concepts, working with the owners, operators, controllers, and CFOs of a wide range of franchisors and multi-unit franchisees to help them build value and sound financial reporting. The Citrin Cooperman franchise practice is comprised of experienced CPAs and CFE accredited professionals providing franchisors and multi-unit franchisees the guidance and insight they need to minimize uncertainty and meet required compliance deadlines. For more information, please contact Aaron Chytovsky and Michael Iannuzzi at citrincooperman.com/industries/franchising. And I've got one more Home Team question for you, and then I want to get into some more franchising trends. I had never thought about this before, but for home inspection, tell me about who your target customer is. And I'll have you put your marketing hat back on for just a moment. It's not really consumers or home sellers, right? Are you targeting the real estate industry and realtors themselves?
So that's a great question. So our clients, of course, are home buyers. However, the relationships that we build are with real estate agents, because the average home buyer only buys and sells a home every 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
And so they're not familiar with the home buying process, the home selling process. They look toward the experts, the real estate community, realtors, et cetera. And so what we do is we partner with realtors from a relationship standpoint, explaining the benefits of Home Team as far as the team, as far as the professionalism, as far as the report, et cetera. And then they forward that information to their clients. Their clients then, from a marketing standpoint, do their due diligence to look Home Team up on the web, on our website, and our different things that are out there on social media, realize that they're getting a good recommendation from their agent, and then call Home Team to book inspections. So it's a combined effort, kind of a business to client. So even though the clients are the ones buying the home inspections, we spend a lot of time building those relationships with real estate professionals. And we really target on the high producers, those individuals that are the most professional and understand why it's important to recommend a strong home inspection company to their clients.
Excellent. Let's talk about franchising in general for the rest of this year. Anything you see happening? Do you see certain areas getting really hot, or maybe some challenges coming our way for any type of franchise or small business owner? Anything is there anything that's keeping you up at night?
Well, there's a few things that we see with prospective franchise owners that they're looking for. One, and this is probably more simple, is long-term value. You know, yeah. Franchise owners are realizing that they need a franchise that not only allows them to have revenue during the time that they own the franchise, but something that they can sell. And that's really where Home Team differs from your average owner-operator franchise. You know, when you're the owner-operator and you're doing everything within the business, whether you're the sole employee or maybe there's one other employee, it's very difficult to sell that business because you need to sell to somebody that can step into your owner-operator role. What we're looking to do with Home Team, which many other franchises have done as well, is to create that owner franchise. And so that owner franchise allows the owner to get to a point where he's managing a business. And then when he gets to the point where he'd like to sell or transition to a family member or somebody, a second generation, et cetera, it is something that he can easily hand over. It's something that has a much higher value. And so that franchise at the end of their 10 or 20 year franchise life, not only had a high revenue producing business, but is also looking something that they can sell for a high amount as well. And that's what we're seeing franchises are looking for. And that's definitely something that that they can get from Home Team.
Excellent. Any advice you would give to sort of the next generation of leadership in any franchise system? Any mentoring you mentioned earlier that you do a lot of that? Anything that you really want to point out or tell people to get involved in?
Yes. What I've learned in franchising over the last 17 years is to really care about your franchise owners. And I know that sounds easy. Of course, everybody cares about their franchise owners, but to really treat them like family, to realize that they're going through the ups and downs and the difficulties of owning and operating and starting up a small business. Most franchises put a tremendous amount of their retirement or their investments, et cetera, into a franchise. And then they put their heart and soul into it. And so every employee at Home Team realizes that a new franchise owner invests quite a bit into Home Team. And in addition to that financial investment, we really want to empathize with their level of commitment to that franchise as well. So basically at the end of the day, Home Team employees, including the business coaches that we have on staff, many of which have owned small businesses in the past, are understanding what our franchises put into that business. And we're making sure that our employees put the same level of dedication into the support of those franchises. So to basically summarize, I think it's important for all franchises, especially the newer ones that are coming out there, to make sure that there is a real strong value proposition and then treat the franchise owners as if they were your employees. Because in reality, at the end of the day, that's where your royalties come from. That's where the profitability of your business comes from. And having that relationship is something that Home Team very much values with its franchises. And that's what I would always tell a prospective franchisor that's asking for advice.
Great advice. Adam Long from Home Team, thank you so much for being here today. If our listeners would like to connect with you and maybe ask some more questions, where can we send them?
So if they have any questions about Home Team in general, they can go to hometeam.com. If they'd like to connect with me personally, they can go to linkedin.com. And my LinkedIn is Adam R. Long, A-D-A-M-R-L-O-N-G.
Before we go, a quick word from Franchise Payments Network. If you're looking for something buzzworthy to reward your customers with, check out Pollinate, an all-inclusive loyalty and gift card technology company focused in the franchise space. Powered by industry veteran Franchise Payments Network, Pollinate works with your team to create reward systems that engage your customers while boosting sales frequency and visibility. Through custom-branded Pollinate apps featuring touchless payments, curbside pickup, and more, franchises have experienced a 17% ticket lift and 50% increase in customer visits. Create new revenue streams with Pollinate, where everybody will earn, redeem, enjoy, and repeat. For a glimpse of what's possible, check out the Pollinate dashboard at pollinate.com/marketing. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.